6:40 a.m. WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour.
Yeah.
Hope you all had a beautiful, wonderful, joyful Christmas.
Aye.
Joining to my left is twin brother Billy. Hello, Bill.
Hey there.
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Clayton O'Brien.
Yes.
Hi, Clay.
Hi, how are you?
Everybody have a nice Christmas?
Yeah, great Christmas. Good Christmas.
I'm glad.
Great Christmas. Good Christmas. Good.
I'm a cab driver from the Bronx.
It sounds like it. Back to work, right?
Yeah.
Back to reality. It was.
Kind of a bummer when Christmas falls early in the week like that, and the rest of the week is kind of, you know, there's too many days to just take one day off and then into the weekend. So you have to go back to work.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Yep. Well, I was back there today.
When you have kids, the day after Christmas is just as crazy as Christmas because they all the new stuff they got to play with and not go through everything. And
you know what, though? I don't feel that way. You know why? Because every day is Christmas when I'm in here with you guys.
Isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet?
This is work, ladies and gentlemen. Did the kids enjoy their gifts? Any special things this year for the young O'Brien clan?
More of the same. Trains and dinosaurs.
More of the same.
Yeah.
Could have just taken the old dinosaurs and trains from the basement last year, rewrapped them.
Easily.
Threw them out there and
spray paint them.
Yeah, spray paint them, put a new weird box on it and go, here you go.
Yep. This is straight from Santa.
What were... this is straight from Santa. Southern guy came in there.
They got a lot of remote control stuff.
Oh, yeah, so did my Mikey. He got a remote control car he was very enthralled with.
Yeah, the boys as well.
This is a remote control car that has four wheels on it and kind of... Yeah. No, you could have a remote control motorcycle.
They have the weird ones. They have, the one big wheel type of thing, or, it's like a ball and it rolls around.
Right.
My boys got, a giant... it's Bumblebee. It's a Transformer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know,
We were... This thing was fast, man. This thing was doing 25 miles an hour.
Okay.
It was great.
Yeah, the idea, Mikey got a remote control. This thing has, it can bump into a wall and then turns on its side.
Yep.
And
one we got him, right?
Yeah, it goes bonkers.
Bump and grind.
We set it up today. He was very enthralled with it. Then I found out that the kid down the street got a drone. And it reminded me of exactly where I am in the financial spectrum of the world.
Get drones.
Hey, listen, Mike. The remote control car is beautiful. Only jerks get drones.
There's the bumper sticker on my cab.
I'm confused about the whole drone thing with kids, though. I don't get it. What is the
It's basically for Instagram footage.
Oh yeah, well, it could be used for that and lots of things. Why? You didn't want a little helicopter when you were a kid? Now it's a helicopter with a camera on it.
I wasn't really into the remote control.
Yeah, but how do you look at what you're droning on? So Mary's son has one.
He does?
A small, tiny one. The ones that you get at 7-Eleven are $35. You ever seen these things?
Yeah.
What's the point of those?
You zoom it up in the air and take pictures of stuff.
Yeah, but is there a USB port in the side of this thing that you're downloading
it's all,
into
it's
a
all
computer?
Bluetooth.
Okay, we're making ourselves sound really
Bill
dumb.
Sounded
right.
I don't know anything.
Now, is there
about
a USB
it?
Port for the drone? That's what they're saying at the CIA headquarters right now. Yeah, we should have made USB ports on the drones.
I'm so out of it on those things. I'm just.
Can I plug it into my Macintosh?
Yeah, Polaroid. Yeah, drones with Polaroids.
Yeah, it spits out Polaroids from 30,000 feet.
Sure,
that'd be kind of cool. That would turn society on its head, wouldn't it?
All sure.
You could do a flash mob drone where you just drop 30,000 Polaroids at once.
That's a great
advertising stunt. I wonder if you could get away with that if you were allowed to pick up the trash that nobody took with them.
That's an invasion of privacy.
You know how they have those big graffiti bombs? Yeah. Have you seen that? That was a big thing over the holidays. People were putting, everybody uses Jeff Bezos' company now.
Yeah,
Design. Yeah, and either at Prime or you have same day service, but it's a big problem with thieves. That's why doorbells have cameras on them now, and whenever you get close to your doorbell, your phone will go off and go, someone's at my door.
Right.
They have these things called glitter bombs that people started making, where they would set out a dummy package, and if one went off, the guy grabbed it, a glitter bomb would go off and hit him, and he'd be on camera and
covered in glitter.
All right. And presumably you could call the police and say, hey, the guy running with glitter on him just tried to steal something off my porch.
So is this the same kid, your neighbor, that's always complaining?
That got the drone?
Yeah.
My neighbor that's always complaining.
The Eastern European fella?
Oh, no, not him.
Okay.
No.
Was he outside playing with the drone?
Yeah, he was in the alley today, you know.
See, I don't like that, because what if, like, you have, like, what if you're doing something in your backyard and you know, burying something? Or no, what, honestly, okay. What if you have, like, a teenage daughter and she's, like, sunbathing or something?
Right.
And now you got this kid flying the drone over and it's on the internet in 15 minutes.
Clay, that's a very real probability that something like that could happen.
It probably happens every day.
You're reinventing the... I reinvented the Peeping Tom. It's a very small drone. You can buy it in the back pages of, well, Craigslist and places like that.
I'm sure that happens 12 times a day in Florida.
Yeah, very big sellers in Florida.
Yeah, especially on the beach. The
Peeping
Tom
drone? My dad was a Peeping Tom drone dealer.
I should be an anti-Peeping Tom attorney.
There you go. You should talk to Glenn Lerner about that.
I'd love to sit down with Glenn. Discuss our options.
Let me handle the Peeping Tom cases with drones.
My daddy went to law school to defend Peeping Toms.
No, defend the victims.
And them too.
Yeah, anti-drone, anti-Peeping Tom.
Where did this go? We were talking about Christmas and children's toys, and the next thing we're talking about drones and Peeping Toms.
No, this is the world we live in.
It is the world
we live in. My mom wouldn't leave her house because she was waiting for packages. She was terrified the packages would get stolen.
So was I. Up until the last day, I didn't order a lot of stuff, but I was like, it's not here yet. Looking outside, and I was about to go somewhere, and it put a crinkle in my afternoon because I was like, someone's gonna come. I'm right off of Harlem. Someone just, you know, it's a busy street. People drive by, see a package there.
Somebody could hop off the bus and grab it and hop back on.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I wonder how many calls the police department gets. Like, my packages were stolen, and then they show up like the next day.
A lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that happened to me with Target once.
Just paranoid Pat.
Yep. And they sent, no, you know what? Most of these brands have insurance for that. They're fairly covered. You know, they just say, well, we understand. We'll send you a new one.
Yeah, but you could just get the one and say that. That's why they take pictures of them now when they leave it at your door.
I didn't know that.
Talking postage, talking mail.
That's what you need drones for, Clay. That's what.
I'm sick of all the
Amazon
technology.
Wants drones for, I'm sure, so they can keep an eye and they can put Big Brother in the sky on their deliveries.
When's it going to end? Is it never? It's not going to end, is it?
No.
No.
It's going to get weirder and weirder.
Yes, it is.
And the next thing you know.
Listen to Bill.
Next thing you know, you got RoboCop giving you a massage.
Yeah. It's a very real probability.
Gee whiz.
Man, this show always goes into tech. We always get all talking robots.
We're trying to keep
up. I'm terrible with it. That's why I'm like fascinated by it, scared by it, and don't want it around at the same time. You know, it's like all three just... It's why I've talked about, you know, I wish we could just go back to note-taking again.
Yeah, Billy wants to go back to pad and pen.
Right. It's just, it's too much.
I want to abolish all typewriters, or just going to go back to pens and paper.
That's it.
Right.
You got something to say, write it down and hand it to him.
Interesting social experiment. Paper day. The whole world decides to use paper for a day.
You never used paper in your whole life.
I've never used paper or pen in my life.
To communicate with people?
Sure I have.
It's called writing a letter, sure.
Yeah.
How many letters have you written in your life and sent in the mail? Under 10.
Handwritten letters?
we were just talking about handwritten letters.
Oh, stamps. So. Some people could say you're writing a letter on, you know, your computer and you print it out and send it. I wrote the guy a letter. That could, I guess, in this day and age, some people would qualify that.
When was the last time you wrote a letter?
In longhand.
And sent it to someone in the mail.
It's been 20 years.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not for me. It was actually an interesting business development sales tactics in the world of sales today. That
Handwritten letters?
Yeah, people get a handwritten letter. They go, this guy cares. You know,
this guy took a pen out.
He took the time to put a pen on paper. Nobody's doing that anymore. Everybody's he deserves a callback. He will get a callback.
He gets all the junk mail with it, and he goes, these guys got to stop writing me letters. Those are right in the garbage.
How about the letters that you get in the mail that it's done by a printer, but in longhand? Like, it's supposed to, look at this marketing tactic. They really care. They used a longhand font, you know?
This guy's handwriting is perfect.
Right. Hello, Pat. You've been approved at Curie Motors for a pre-approved loan of $45,000.
Yeah.
Pending a credit approval.
Well,
in beautiful cursive.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy to say that it's almost all over for me. You know, I got 4 more days with my job and everything, and then
Billy's gonna go wild.
And no, I just want to relax.
Everybody's getting pumped for New Year's. We got New Year's Eve coming up this Sunday.
You
know what I suggest everybody do on New Year's Eve?
What?
Eat oatmeal.
Tons of it. McCann's Irish oatmeal. it'll keep them, you know, safe, and it'll give them great ideas.
I always take
for the new year.
A big spoonful right at midnight.
It's a great thing to do, and then clank the spoon on your bowl and go, look at all this McCann's I just ate.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest oatmeal in the world. This show is presented by it. More Hooli's Hooli after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooli show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli. It's a New Year's Eve episode, I suppose. We haven't even gotten to it yet. We were talking about Christmas.
Right.
I haven't celebrated New Year's Eve in 20 years.
Me neither. I've worked a few.
Yeah, that's different.
I worked it last year. Not doing
it
this year.
Yeah.
That's not enjoyable.
No, it wasn't.
I don't do much. I'm in bed before... Before tip-off.
Are you confident that the new year will bring you an abundance of wisdom and good health and nature? And tons
I'm making health a priority, I think.
Okay. New Year's...
It's mostly diet-related.
All right.
Gotta switch some things up. I've been eating a lot of crap
for
the last 20 years.
I can agree with you on that.
So I'm going to try and do some things.
Keep the McCanns in the diet, though.
Of course.
That's important. I was thinking about New Year's resolutions, too.
What are yours, huh? Let's go, huh?
I say it every year, but I'm seriously considering getting rid of this heater habit I've got.
Oh, mine's brutal.
You gotta pull the trigger.
I mean, I either start a cigarette company or I quit at this point. And we've discussed that. Killers.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's tough.
As all things are in life.
You should try like the nicotine gum because it really did help me.
That's what got you through it?
Yeah.
I feel like if I just do that, I'll just be chewing that like crazy.
That's what I do, but it's better than the alternative.
I remember seeing the ads for Nicorette, Nicorette gum was a big thing. Now it's Chantix. Everybody, you know, there's all these different
methods.
That's
a pill, though. Yeah, that's a little, that's different.
Well, Butrin, I think people used. I think just go cold turkey. Have you seen the Ray Liotta commercial?
Yeah.
That's been intercut with the Goodfellas clips for Chantix.
Yeah, I guarantee you he still smokes.
I was thinking the same thing, man. I was
he
like,
had a cigarette right before he did that commercial. He's like, I can't wait to have another one when I'm done with this nonsense.
Uh-huh. Ray Liotta for Chantix.
Yeah.
Someone give me a cigarette.
It's amazing, man.
They hand him a bag of money.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat with you because I finally was at a point where I was at Mary's family's house, you know, with her brothers and sisters and everything. And
yep.
Nobody smokes.
No, the only
and
white
like,
white trash smoke. That's like, the vibe you start thinking about yourself. You're like, I gotta have this cigarette, and they're all gonna smell
Billy's
it. Billy's
got two in his mouth
garbage.
At once.
Right, and you know, Mary kept telling me, she's like, "You can go outside and have a cigarette if you want." And I'm like, I don't want to be that guy. There's an embarrassment behind it. Like, I don't want to come in and have your nieces and nephews be like, "How was that heater?"
Yeah.
Or everyone just kind of quietly smells it on me, and they start thinking like, "Is he a bad person?" You know,
I don't get that association. It's just a thing.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I think that like millennials, kids in high school and stuff, they don't smoke anymore.
Yeah, they're all walking around sucking on these vaporizers.
They're smoking the Juuls,
which is more poisonous than any. They're just sucking chemicals into their head.
I guess.
So are you with the cigarettes, but at least you're getting a satisfying tobacco flavor.
Yeah.
Hey, what about creating drone cigarettes? They're cigarettes that just fly out of the sky, and you go
just drop smoke on you,
and you yell at it, and you go, "Cigarette, Juul, come here. I want to take a rip off of you."
Yeah, it just covers you in a cloud of cigarette smoke.
You flick it, and it just flies away when you're done with it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but the day they start dropping packs of cigarettes from the sky and drones, it'll be the day Billy is butt naked out in the street.
I'll be dead. Yeah.
With his hands in the air.
Just standing there with my hands in the air.
Yeah, just getting like 20, 30 packs of cigarettes over your head like water.
Yeah, candy drone, too. Woo, baby. I'll take a candy drone.
We're laughing about that. I think that's what Amazon wants to get into. They want to deliver these packages by drone. We're just gonna have stuff dropped on us pretty soon.
It's crazy
because you got your cell phone in your hand. It's just GPS. You know
what
I mean?
Right,
like
yeah.
If you give them access to that, like you could feasibly be walking down the street and like a drone comes up to you and goes, "Billy, I have your chicken wings and Domino's for you," and you're like, "Oh, are you T-Bot 14756?
Billy, I have your porno."
But isn't there?
You're right, T-Bot 14586. You found me.
Let's say 50 people in my neighborhood order something from a drone. They're just gonna be zipping across the sky which way.
I thought there was.
Yeah, I want to be a drone traffic controller.
Isn't there? Isn't there pizza delivery from drone right now? Pizza Hut or Domino's did some sort of a drone delivery.
I think they did a test drop off.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't trust it.
Pizza drone.
Pizza drone by Billy.
Pizza drone. That's a good name for a weird sci-fi
horror movie.
Yeah.
Killer pizza drone.
Right. Things to do for 2018, right? Killer pizza drone.
You mean 2019.
Movie. That's what I meant. 2019.
You still got a few. You could probably knock out a script in two, 3 days.
Domino's was the first company to deliver a Zabai drone, and they did it in New Zealand. Mm. That was 2 years ago.
I'd love to go to New Zealand someday. Get a pizza dropped on me. Look in the mountains.
It's like you and like all the guys are in the barracks at night, you know, talking about what they want. Would they be? If I was home this Christmas, I'd get a little drone to drop a pizza on me. You know what I mean? Instead of sitting here in this little dump.
I'd see my main squeeze, get a Domino's dropped right in my lap.
Right.
Fantastic.
Listen, I want to do a commercial for the Super Bowl that has servicemen, Domino's, army barracks, drones. I want good stuff, good content.
Think of it as a cross between the invasion of Normandy and pizza drones.
Right. It's a cross between the 1996 Carl Malone Pizza Hut video.
Carl Malone?
I just threw him in there. I like that.
I miss Carl, kind of.
And Platoon.
Okay, we got it.
Yeah, New Year's, skipping it. You know what I also am going to do a lot of in 2019? Hang out in Chinatown.
Why? Yeah, why is that, Clay? It's kind of an interesting...
I want to be a staple in Chinatown. I want everyone to know me.
You want to be
Master
Clay?
Master Clay. Yeah, Sir Clay.
Sir Clay in Chinatown.
Of Chinatown.
Sir Clayton of Chinatown. Now, there's a title of a book.
I think I can make it work.
Sir Clayton of Chinatown.
Yeah, just walk around, shake hands, bow, eat.
And buy some fake Rolexes.
Yeah, sell fake Rolexes.
Okay. Okay. Did you know that we've spoken in the last couple episodes? First of all, I want to give a shout out. We talked about Christmas family parties.
Sure.
Yeah.
And being the smoker, you know?
Yeah.
I went to Haley's cousin Tim's house, my wife's cousin Tim.
Does he smoke?
No.
All right.
But love him. Great, you know, great family, great
house.
Sure,
yeah.
Anyway, he doesn't care if you smoke, you know?
Nah.
But you do, like, it's one of those family parties where there's a lot of people you don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's a big house, and it's like everybody's related, but now there's cousins once removed and people like that around, and, you know, and like, it's okay.
Jimmy from Texas.
Right. Yeah. You know? I'm your third cousin, you know? Oh, all right now. Yeah. You know? Which is fun, you know?
It is fun.
You know, when everyone kind of gets together for that night and kind of bounces around. But I got pulled outside to have a cigarette, and it was Haley's cousin Robbie Mueller.
He's okay.
And he goes, I listen to every episode of your show.
Thank you, Robbie.
I go, really? He goes, I got all the guys at Amtrak. He works at Amtrak. He goes, they're all listening to it.
Love Amtrak.
We love Amtrak. We love you, Robbie Mueller. But he was the one who took me outside. He goes, I got to tell you something. And he goes, oh, we just walked through this door. And next thing we were outside. And I go, what is it? He goes, we're going to have a cigarette. I go, oh. Like, he knew, he would just grab somebody to go have one with him. He
was, yeah.
You're coming with me.
You're like, gladly.
I was like, oh, okay.
Like, I'll have three.
Give him a shout out. Big fan of
Yeah,
the
thanks, Robbie.
Thanks, Robbie.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of trains, my boys got a lot of trains this year, and they couldn't be happier. My son wants to work on a train, so maybe he can talk to Robbie and the crew.
Okay. I can arrange that.
Yeah.
I hope he's listening.
All right, cool.
Did you do anything Christmas Eve, Bill? That was what we did. We went to Mass, standing room only. You know,
yep.
Yeah,
my kids were going bonkers. I'm like, okay.
I watch Mass on TV.
We went over to Mary's mother's house.
Mm-hmm.
Her whole side of the family was there, and then we had dinner, and then we went to Mass.
Okay,
and
nice.
And then you came back and had dessert and
got ready,
played some board games, and
nice.
You know,
what kind of board games?
I wasn't playing. I was watching TV.
Billy was watching.
But my episode of Beer Money was on, so I wanted to watch myself.
Oh, your big debut.
A big debut.
Oh, wow.
It was on during the party?
Yeah, so everyone came in the living room and watched it.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Big shot. Board game
were they were playing Corkle. You ever played this?
No.
I don't really. It's like with signs and symbols, and there's point systems. And Mary's family, the Deedons, they're very... They're very into board games.
Okay.
Mary's mom always has a game that they're playing.
That's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I was like, do I want to sit there? You know, I was like, I probably could have sat down and been like, sure, yeah, you know, here's how you play it and whatever. I just was like, I'll just lay in the couch. I was kind of in that tired zone, you know, like.
Yeah. Food coma.
Food coma.
Yep.
Tired, ready for bed.
Right.
Let's ride this one out.
Okay. Yeah. In other words, I don't want to play. I want to watch my episode of Beer Money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got the kids a couple board games for Christmas.
There you go.
Chutes and Ladders.
Yeah.
Old school stuff.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah. Did you have to put anything together?
Not much this year. I made the decision. As my kids are getting older, there's not a much. Well, Mikey's five. You know, he's 4.5. But he didn't want things that required much assembly.
That's good.
You know, he's big into these things called Imagine Next. Which are like little action figures, little Supermans, little, you know, all the DC or Marvel guys. It's like insane.
Yeah.
He got kind of like this little Castle Grayskull Batcave kind contraption.
Little Paul Reiser figurine.
He got a Paul Reiser figurine. Imagine Next. You can get Superman, Larry David, Paul Reiser.
Everybody from Mad About You.
Carrot Top. Yeah. Helen Hunt. There's an Imagine X Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
You know what? You actually, I think my kids might have a Jeff Goldblum Jurassic Park guy floating around somewhere.
That's got to be worth some money.
That's, yeah.
I got a Jeff Goldblum Jurassic Park doll.
Keep it in my pocket at all times.
Yeah. Every audition I've ever been to, I've had a Jeff Goldblum Jurassic Park figurine.
Do you think there's anyone in the United States who is a grown adult and has a Jeff Goldblum figurine in their pocket at all times?
Not at all times is a stretch. That's
like
weird.
He has to have it.
This show just got real weird. Like,
so there's a guy somewhere going, "Where's my Jeff Goldblum and Magic?"
You know what? That reminds me of that movie, that new movie that's out with Steve Carell about the gentleman who got beat up and then created his own
Marwin.
Yeah, it's called. You heard about this?
There's a lot of new movies out right now coming out. The New Year's and Christmas obviously is a very big time for movies.
Everyone's talking about Vice. That's supposed to be a big deal.
The Chaney movie.
Yeah, and then everybody else. I want to see The Mule. With Eastwood.
Yeah, I've heard it's good.
I think I'm going to go. That's my New Year's Eve plan.
Okay.
Old white men are stealing the box office
I saw Aquaman last Friday night. It was in 3D. It was actually my first time in a 3D experience.
Did you have the glasses on?
I did, and it was 3D IMAX.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool to go see a movie like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the effects in Aquaman were awesome.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you're underwater. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
There was some the love story was kind of cheesy. I mean, there were parts of it where there were people that were laughing out loud at some of the cheesiness of it.
That's all filler.
Yeah.
Wow, that is crazy that people will go and laugh at the campiness of a movie now and it'll still kill at the box office. Do great.
You gotta buy
that
a ticket,
hasn't man. Happened in a long time.
You got to buy a ticket to get in there and laugh at it.
Right. Let's go back to just making movies that are making fun of them. So they don't care.
I'm excited about this Bulls movie that's like a docuseries coming out.
But it's not being released
Chicago
until
Bulls,
2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, they already got commercials for it.
So it's like a tease for
year.
It's
a 30 for 30?
It's a 30 for 30
ESPN films. Oh,
it's a 10-part series.
Okay.
So it will, and it doesn't start until I think it'll probably be Christmas next year. Will probably when they release the premiere of the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
But they came out with the trailer and everything this 2 days ago, Christmas.
Right.
So yes, it does look very compelling and interesting.
It does
for sure.
The Last Dance, it's called.
Yeah.
Little known fact, Michael Jordan used to keep a very small figurine of Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, in his locker.
In his locker.
Always.
And then he gave it to Will Perdue when Will Perdue retired.
Will Perdue melted it with a magnifying glass outside of Chicago Stadium.
That's a sight, isn't it?
Yeah.
After Michael reprimanded him at practice.
Oh my goodness, is that bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
You might be up. We talk about making up, Billy's Toy Factory on,
we make up everything, Pat.
90s Hollywood figurines is not a bad idea.
Starting lineup.
Create a world of, action figurines.
Like
that
a James Woods action figure with the ponytail.
Yes.
James Woods awesome. from Digstown.
Yeah.
And you make, the kid videos that, Ryan's Toys Review was like, all right, Clay, you're going to be James Woods from Digtown. Here's your figurine. I'm going to be Paul Reiser. And who's your character getting to build? In Playland.
I don't know. Roddy Piper from They Live.
Oh, from They Live. Good, good call. All right. Yeah. And then we all just fight and talk and do a voiceover of it, and it gets a billion views. And we start selling.
Or it gets zero views.
It could happen one way.
Somewhere in between.
Right. This idea goes big or zero.
It'll get somewhere in between that. That range.
Well, there's not I'm trying to think about entertainment here in the city of Chicago.
Man, remember starting lineups, how you had to have those for Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
They're in the film Home Alone, which we've talked about.
Yeah, they are. He shoots him with the BB gun down the laundry chute.
I actually still have a couple of my starting lineups.
Who do you say? Who do you have?
I have a Charles Barkley starting lineup.
Do you ever play with it? Be like, he's dunking.
My kid, I had it at my house and then was in an old bag in the basement of old action figurines that my mom, God bless her heart, saved and thought that they were going to be worth money. She was like, Pat, look what I found. And I was like, oh, and it was a bunch of old starting lineups. I had Richard Dent.
Nice.
I had Larry Bird. Kareem.
All right.
They were all in this bag. They've mostly been destroyed at this point by my kids now that they've been passed on, but they became just, you know, guys that my daughter and son would like throw into the bathtub and yeah. stuff while they, you know, took a bath at night. And it's nostalgic for me to watch Charles Barkley take a bath with my daughter, you know? Brought me back to childhood.
I was getting back to entertainment. Now, there's no, like, TV?
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no.
Whoa! Whoa!
Oh, I'm gonna get off the, you know, the starting lineups thing.
I'm talking entertainment, TV,
the TV,
radio,
yeah,
film.
Bill's going next there's segment, no, next segment, next segment. TV.
There's no, like, you know, we just got bombarded with holiday ads.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
And the Bulls stink.
Yep.
And the Blackhawks stink. And we talked about, you know, some of the movies that are out. What, you know, I guess the next biggest thing that the media here in Chicago and that we'll all be inundated with is going to be the mayoral campaign.
Oh.
Right?
Billy's going political. That,
that's going to be entertainment for the next 2 months.
You're right.
Yeah.
And I'm actually looking forward to watching this one.
Getting fired up for some Chicago politics.
Who's my guys?
Yeah.
I'm going for Jerry Joyce.
All right.
Sticking with the Irish.
But I don't know. We'll see. I'm just interested to see how the money plays out for some of these people, how they start, you know, people start exiting the race and who they're going to be
backing. Who they start aligning with.
Yeah, yeah. I'm interested to see how this is all going to play out. And if it plays out at all. I mean, if there could be potentially, 10 or 11 candidates. That's it. And nobody backs anybody. And
yeah,
some
guy who
very
wins,
interesting.
Some guy who wins like 12% of the vote is in, you know, against
yeah.
somebody else. Could be. You're right, Bill. It's going to make for a wild
yeah.
Chase here.
It's going to be great.
Now, my question is, well, yeah, because it'll get narrowed down to two candidates, right, in the primary, and then we'll go into, because there won't be how it used to be where, you know, you had to get enough signatures and votes to make it to the runoff.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen this time around because Rahm's leaving office, so.
Right.
It should be interesting.
You still have to get signatures to get on the ballot.
Oh, yeah. No, if you don't have them by now, you're not on. I mean, they're done.
So. It's a new blood battle royale.
Yep.
Cage match.
For the soul of the city of Chicago to bring it back, to bring Chicago back to its glory days.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's what we need.
I don't know why. Like, that is a running theme in politics today. Bringing it back to the glory days.
What does that even mean?
Of when society was 30 years different? Everything was different?
Yeah. It's always been, you know, you got your nice parts and you got your not so nice parts.
Back in
yeah,
my day.
Yeah.
Is that Dana Carvey who used to do that? That's Grumpy Old Man, isn't it?
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, the world is turning into a grumpy old man.
It mm-hmm. already is.
We are on this show. We're freaked out by drones and, you know.
Cell phones
and robots. And
anything with a battery.
Yeah, I didn't get. Here's the great thing about my Christmas. I didn't get any electronics. And I
didn't either.
I got pillows. I got a work bag. I got a wallet. All stuff that I, you know, wanted. Dad gave me a wine decanter. And I was like, oh, okay. And he goes, it's re-gifted. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. He's like, I'm not going to do anything with it. But when I opened it, I started laughing. I was like, okay, wine decanter. Cool, I got one. What else did I get this year?
That's what it is. I think that's what bugs me. When Christmas ended, a sigh of relief went over me. Like,
yeah.
I'd made it through. You know, I was like, okay. You know, like.
I think a lot of people feel that way.
I think it's sad that people, because it shouldn't be about what you get. What'd you get for Christmas?
No, it's about time spent with family.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, but it should be about, like, it should be, the question, I suppose, should be, what'd you do for somebody on Christmas? Like, did you try to help your fellow man, or did you just sit around and go, gimme, 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 gimme? You know?
The more important question is, what did you eat?
I ate some good stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Lasagna.
Yeah, lasagna's good.
On Christmas? Heck yeah.
Lasagna, yep.
I had beef tenderloin again.
I had that the night before.
Yeah. I had it twice in the same weekend. It's unbelievable.
It doesn't get old, though, does it?
No, it's delicious.
Yeah, it doesn't get old.
Like that dead cow.
You know what doesn't get old? Beef tenderloin on a Christmas Eve night. I'm glad it doesn't get old.
Do you have any nuts?
I had pistachios. Someone got me a bag of pistachios
there you go.
For Christmas.
I was craving pistachios.
This was like a deluxe like bag, and then it was crazy.
You got like the $10 bag, huh?
$10 bag of pistachios.
Those were on sale at the Julesco.
There you go. Shout out to Julesco and the pistachio department.
Might have to go get some of
those. Sending them an invoice.
Walgreens had them on sale,
I'm going to have some
too,
pistachios
so
tonight.
You can get any of your pistachios. Well, actually, it's pistachios that I'm plugging here, but I always think of Christmas, I think of nuts.
Really?
Yeah, people have cashews and all kinds of walnuts and stuff like that.
Bill.
I had cashews.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you.
I just was thinking about nuts.
Cashews for Christmas.
I was just thinking about nuts.
That's a lyric in your Christmas song right there.
Thinking about nuts.
Thinking about
nuts. Oh, wow.
Who's that? Jeff Goldblum?
That's the Jeff Goldblum, Dr. Ian Malcolm. Oh, wow.
Let me see that.
How much is that?
Thank you, Mike. Mike has a picture that he's showing me of... Wow.
The Jeff Goldblum action figure
from Jurassic World.
How much is it?
Dr. Ian Malcolm. Did you call him McColma, Bill?
Malcolm.
Oh, I thought you said Dr. Ian McColma.
Dr. Ian McColma can be a new character of something else.
We just invented him.
Dr. Ian McColma.
He's the doctor of Christmas, Dr. Ian McColma. Thank you, Mike.
I'm glad that's out there.
Me too. Jeff Goldblum, robots, New Year's.
Drones.
What else? Drones.
Lasagna.
Lasagna.
We got it all.
We've covered a lot of good stuff this episode. We've been so structured.
Right.
You know? Always staying on topic.
Yeah.
More topics after these.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal. Particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. They're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, Enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Welcome back to the Hoolies Hoolie final stretch of the Z program.
Hey, Doru.
We did talk extensively at the top of the show about Christmas and kind of veered off and got into drone talk and robot talk and
robot talk,
food talk, and Jeff Goldblum talk. Typical direction that this program kind of is of the norm of going down path. Huh? How about it?
Yeah, sure, right.
Are you with me?
Huh? Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Good. There's a lot of that on Christmas, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? What? Yeah. What'd you say? What are you talking about?
Nah. Yeah, there's a lot of talking.
I'm telling the story about Goldblum.
Telling the story about the boat, you know, the boat that sank.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, the Titanic, that thing?
Terrible tragedy.
Holy smokins. Hey, there's some Macaulay Culkin news. We've talked about him a lot lately.
That makes me nervous.
We got a lot of material out of him last week, yeah.
He's got a lifestyle website. I didn't even know that. I went down, now that, we go backwards on this show. Things, we speak of things and then I go do the research afterwards. It's more fun that way. He was on Jimmy Fallon the other night. He's going to legally change his name.
Kevin McAllister?
Wouldn't that be a thing? He wants to do something like incredibly, offbeat, kind of in the vein of like P. Diddy or somebody like you know? This Culkin's got a good press agent all of a sudden. He's, you know, he's popping up on our program.
He's back in the mix.
I'm calling Culkin home alone.
He's running out of money.
He's back, baby.
Yeah.
He's back!
What's he want to change his name to?
It's Culkin's agent. He's back! Car!
Someone buy me a BMW.
I've been waiting for this.
That's the next Entourage. They should do an Entourage instead of about a washed up star that comes back. That'd be they've done that, haven't they?
They should do a series about that.
Culkin.
All right, Culkin. So that's all you're saying is like, you know,
he hasn't revealed the name yet.
It's being voted on by his fans at his lifestyle website. It's called bunnyears.com.
Scam. And do they give you options of the names or just people submit random names?
They're all going to, let's see if the poll is out here. What's his new name?
Sir Dork-a-Lot.
I want Culkin on the program here.
He's not coming on this.
What if they name him Elijah Wood?
Macaulay Elijah Wood Culkin?
Macaulay Elijah Wood Culkin, or just Elijah Wood 2.
Macaulay
Elijah Wood 2.
That's his new name.
Isn't Elijah Wood in The Good Son, though?
Maybe.
I think he is, actually.
They're in a movie together. That's why he's in. That's why Elijah came in.
How about Macaulay Herbert Walker McAllister?
Herbert Walker?
Oh, like Herbert Walker.
George Herbert Walker Bush?
Yeah. Macaulay Herbert Walker McAllister.
Mix-a-lot.
Mix-a-lot.
Macaulay Herbert Walker Mix-a-lot Culkin is on the program.
Wow.
Macaulay.
They are in The Good Son together, Bill.
Is Elijah the other brother?
Yeah, here, look at this.
He's the real good son.
Here you go. There they are, facing off.
Oh, wow. And that should be our cover of our comedy album.
Absolutely.
Look at those haircuts. Oh, my God.
Hooli Bros, face off.
Face off, part two.
Listen, we're working on getting the licensing rights to that picture of Elijah Wood and Culkin when they were small in The Good Son.
Cost us $200,000.
It cost us $200,000 of our budge. It's very important.
Huh?
That's got to be posted on the Facebook wall.
Yeah, that needs to be posted definitely on our Facebook wall.
Tonight!
Post it.
It's just our Christmas card.
There you go.
Happy holidays.
There you go. Let's see what Culkin's changing his name to for real, though, now that we've riffed on it for a while. Oh, boy. What search engine should I use? What search engine should I click into?
Changing of the names. I've never considered anything like that. I wonder how we get to that point.
My uncle changed his name.
Right.
My dad's brother changed his name. Like, completely changed his name. But not like for showbiz reasons. Yes, he did. But it wasn't a name that you would like. He went from Tom to Brian.
That's all right. He just changed his first name.
I
want to
be Brian.
He changed his
Everyone's
first name.
Like, okay, Brian, why don't you just stay Tom? There was another Tom in the Screen Actors Guild.
He took, but he took his same last name.
Yes. Hulane.
Right. He didn't change his name to Brian, you know, Herbert Walker.
No.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Brian Herbert, Macaulay Herbert Walker Mix-a-Lot. And the Oscar goes to Macaulay Herbert Walker Mix-a-Lot.
That sounds like a rap song. Macaulay Herbert Walker Mix-a-Lot.
Bill's a rap. Oh, Billy's good.
I think Billy's going to have a rap career.
Walker Mix-a-Lot. Macaulay Herbert Walker Mix-a-Lot.
Do you secretly want to be a rapper, Bill?
Lately.
You been practicing?
If I can get some diamonds and stuff like they do, or, you know, some bling.
You need some beats and some diamonds.
Yeah, I got to get tech, though. Like, I don't know how to make my voice be like, wah, you know, like they do all the, like,
the
rap songs now, there's, like, something they do where they all sound the same now.
Yeah, it's called auto-tuning. Auto-tuning. It's destroyed music.
Yeah. So I guess if I got some auto-tuning equipment, I'd be in business.
Get out of here with that nonsense.
Yeah.
Here it is. On The Tonight Show, the former Home Alone star, 38 years old, same age as all of us.
Right. We covered that last week.
He told Jimmy Fallon that he is swapping out his middle name, Carson, which is his middle name.
It's a nice middle name.
It is a good middle name, Carson.
Carson's Ribs.
Right. For a sillier moniker.
Oh, jeez.
On Culkin's new lifestyle website, bunnyears.com, fans can vote for the name until December 24th.
So it's over.
Culkin said, I was staring at my passport recently and stuff, and I was looking over my middle name, Culkin told Fallon, and I felt like, you know, I should probably spruce up my name a little bit. Cool. We've narrowed it down to 5 options, Culkin commented. I've been polling friends, family, and everything.
I've lost interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't want to talk about Culkin anymore?
I hope he fades back into the woods.
He could.
I liked it better when he wasn't around.
He'll disappear shortly. Culkin comes in waves. We'll hear from
him. Culkin comes in waves.
What's your favorite New Year's movie? You got a favorite New Year's movie?
Is there a New Year's movies?
Plenty of them.
I think Can't Buy Me Love could qualify as a New Year's movie.
That's because of the New Year's party scene.
Starring great American Irish actor Patrick Dempsey.
Is it Armageddon?
Armageddon is it?
Kind of like a countdown.
That's the end of the world, though, right?
It's not the New Year. It's the end of the world.
There's a countdown in it.
Yeah,
200 cigarettes. I think that's a New Year's Eve movie.
Ooh, you're right about that.
Patty, you should write a movie called Countdown. And that's what it is. It's a New Year's Eve Die Hard type of thing where at midnight the world explodes.
The concept of that has been written hundreds of thousands of times, I'm sure.
Can you guys recall maybe one of your more memorable New Year's Eves?
I don't remember a lot of them.
Clay, I did write a weird concept film for New Year's Eve once called Topsiders.
You've talked about this.
On the program before.
Yeah, about the gang of preppy psychos.
It's about a bunch of young sort of bougie, preppy, yuppies rent out a floor of a Hilton hotel to play laser tag.
Somebody dies.
And then they all kill each other.
Oh, wow.
The end.
Yeah, there's zero survivors.
Oh, there's one guy, Macaulay Culkin. He survives.
Macaulay who?
He's an actor. He stayed in the hotel that week. And he had no idea that his room was going to be on the floor with all these topsiders running around. I gave him I called the movie Topsiders because I figured they'd all be wearing those boat shoes.
Best day.
Has nothing to do with anything in the film. Why do you want to call it Topsiders? I don't know.
So you guys can't think of any
the
really
year 2000. That was a good one.
Probably my most memorable because I was
Y2K.
In college. And I was getting terrible grades.
I was out of
my
mind.
And I remember thinking, boy, I mean, this could be great if Y2K and all the computers get erased. They won't have records in my grades.
I was on several substances, and I was in Grant Park in the hotel, the Palmer House.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up sleeping at the CAA.
Mm-hmm.
On a wild New Year's Eve?
Yeah, it was a good time.
I was never one of those guys that like puts on the tux and goes out and
never have done a tuxedo.
Drinks the champagne and does that bit. I never got in and you'd see those guys on TV every year with like Janet Davies and whoever else.
Gian Greco.
Is Gian Greco and Davies on ABC?
They're usually the New Year's Eve ABC team. Yeah.
Ball drop.
Yeah.
everyone's got, you know, tuxes on. Everyone's from Schaumburg, you know.
Everyone's from Schaumburg.
Happy New Year's. Everyone here is from Schaumburg.
If you're not from Schaumburg.
Sorry for you Schaumburg listeners out there. I just like
what do you call
Schaumburg?
People,
Schaumburg.
Residents of Schaumburg, are they Schaumburgians?
Schaumburgians.
Schaumburgians?
Schaumburgian?
Are you Schaumburgese?
Are you Schaumburgian?
I saw your sticker on your windshield. Are you from Schaumburg? You're Schaumburgese. Oh, wow.
So then what do you call someone from
Is the loop. This is where we do business. You want to take your Schaumburgian attitude, come back here and learn how to have an office in the city. We'll talk.
So what do you call people from, like, Mount Prospect? Mount Prospectees?
Prospectarians.
Mount Prospectarians.
These are the quiz questions that you're giving your mayoral candidate. You know, you're in the back room, political strategy.
We need the Prospectarians.
We got to get the Schaumburgonians.
The Schaumburgese. We need the Schaumburgese.
The Prospectarians.
Yep. The Naperville-ins.
The Naperville-ins.
I think that is actually what they call them, Naperville-ins.
That's like the name of a softball team. We're the Naperville Naperville-ins.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I like that.
We'll be drinking later at the Tilted Kilt. Lyle.
Slapping A's.
Looking for drones.
Looking for pizzas falling from the sky. Yeah. Yes, every town has its people and their name, Bill.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, that's Give me another one. Batavia? Batavians.
The Batavians. The St. Charles-ese. Now it's getting even more ridiculous.
Well, what are you, an Elmhurstian?
Elmhurstian. Then you have the Oak Parkers, the Villa Parkers. There's lots of Parkers.
Everybody's Parkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Parkers are going to outnumber everybody in the state. All the different communities are Parkers.
Thank you. I think you just came up with a board game. Like world dominance with Chicago suburbs.
Yeah.
It's like Risk, except, where are the Oak Parkians? Where are the Schaumburgonians?
I really wonder who will be mayor. That's a good question. That's kind of up in the air at this point.
It's definitely going. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
Bill, who's your pick? Come on, pick somebody.
I said I was going with Jerry Joyce.
But
that's
who you're going for. Who do you think's going to actually win?
I still think it's going to be. I think it's going to be down to him.
You think that Daly has any shot?
No.
You don't?
I think that he'll be there, but I don't think. I think it.
Of course, he'll be there.
I think it's going to come down to like Preckwinkle that.
Vallis, maybe?
Vallis will probably be there in the end, I think.
McCarthy's got no shot?
I don't know. I think that Mendoza and the Amaya, or I think Parwar, I think her name is, she's going to be definitely into it. It's going to come down between those. Her, Preckwinkle, and Mendoza are going to slug it out.
All right.
But definitely one of those three will be the final two standing, I think. One of the final two.
Gotcha.
And then I think it'll be down to Vallis, Daly, and Joyce, and McCarthy gaining for the male vote, the male figure in the election. I don't know, though. I don't know what to think of, but I think those would be my top candidates. I think everybody else is small potatoes compared to those guys. Money-wise, because I'm like, who else has got any money?
You should be on Chicago Tonight.
Bill, you sound just as much... As your theories are just as good as anybody else's at this point.
As Phil Ponce's.
As Mr. Ponce's, yes.
Yeah.
Ponce. Mr. Ponce, quick, what do you call a Schaumburgonian? A Schaumburgonian. Trick question, sir.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
I'd like to get him on for the new year. That would be fun to get I would like to get all the Ponce's.
Oh, Ponce. I'll take up Ponce at this point.
Any one of the Ponce's, you're more than welcome to do the program.
I don't know if they're going to be available, though. It's probably working a lot of the New Year's Eve.
Yeah, they got the New Year's Eve parties.
On the TVs. So they'll be there hosting those. So,
well, I mean, in the new year, not
sure.
The next episode.
We can reach out to a Ponce.
Clay, you wanted to play a song tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been listening. I was rummaging through an old shoebox and found some old concert stub tickets and actually found the...
Very nice.
From the first concert I ever went to, which was the Black Crowes.
Okay.
The Aragon Ballroom in 1995.
Sure.
When I was very drunk and on substances as well.
Okay.
I thought we'd play a Black Crowes song.
We could do that later on in a few minutes.
Sure.
Which song do you want to hear?
Well, since everyone should probably get a Christmas hangover and will soon have a New Year's Eve hangover.
Yeah.
We could do Remedy.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sounds good. We'll play a little Remedy to close the show out. We are going to be moving to a new time slot here in this program.
We are. Yes. We're moving up an hour.
We will be going to the 8 o'clock spot here on Saturday nights. So if you guys are listening to us at 7, we will now be the 8 o'clock show. And Hibernian Radio, which is going to be hosted by Mike Houlihan, will take our 7 o'clock spot. That's a he obviously has left his partnership over the past 10 years with James Skinny Sheehan.
Sure.
They decided to end on a high note with their show, and Mike has rebranded himself, and he's going to come out with Hibernian Radio, and the show is going to be catered towards police, fire, first responders. There'll be all kinds of, a lot of, you know, specifically a lot of Irishmen in the city of Chicago that are in those fields.
Yep.
And then there'll be lots of music, news, you know, obits, comedy, all that kind of stuff.
All the same old shtick from the old Skinny and Hooli show.
Yeah, and I think that he'll do a lot of stuff that he's got a thing called Hooli Town, which will probably be very similar to a lot of the features columns that he also wrote for the Chicago Sun-Times and did Hooli in the Hood. So you'll probably see a lot of characters like that on his show as well.
New very segments. Nice.
So that will be on at 7 o'clock, and we will be the 8 o'clock show. So if you're a listener on WSBC, look forward to listening to that.
Before us. Next week.
Absolutely.
All right. Also, if you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find archived episodes of the Hooli's Hooli if you go to freecrack.com, or you can search for us on iTunes under Free Crack as well, C-R-A-I-C. Show's presented by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program following this one right now. That's The Crack with Gene Okuni and Mike Houlihan. They taped that show live at
Chief O'Neill's.
Chief O'Neill's. But that show is going to be fading too as well. Cool.
See you next week.
No, we were going to play. You want to play Black Rose?
There it is.
Bye. Happy New Year. Tell me.